This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Let's have a conversation on the topics of the day. Business, politics, community, headlines, and more. And what is the impact for Florida and here in Tampa Bay? What do you want to talk about? Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
Welcome back to Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, along with our producer, Pat George, and we're going to start the show today with another showcase of a Tampa Bay Area business, a woman who provides a service here in the Bay Area, and that is something we have kind of an open-door policy for radio, the opportunity for people to come in and tell what they do, share what they do with people here in the Tampa Bay Area, and it's not something we charge for. This is something we just offer. So if you're listening and you hear what Bethany Roy is about to talk about, and you go, hey, I've got something. It's not what they're talking about, but I have a restaurant or I have a repair shop. By all means, you're welcome to come in here and we'll have a conversation. Bethany, today is your day. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
All right. And we are going to talk about the issues that people face with their credit. Now, as you and I were talking about off the air, Dave Ramsey, who is on the air every day here from 2 to 5, has his own opinions about credit. But I still have great credit myself. I haven't cut up my last credit card yet, and I still want that credit. I haven't fully embraced Dave. I'll have to admit that. And a lot of people want to do that. That is like an emergency, which you're trying to get out of any issues you may have with your credit. So, Bethany, before we get into the current issue that most Americans are facing with the credit, why don't you give us a little background about yourself and how you came into this calling and why you're helping people with their credit?
Okay, absolutely. So I was born and raised here in St. Petersburg, Florida, moved to Tampa, lived in Brandon for a little bit.
Right. So local ties, all about Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
All about Tampa. So I really got into the credit restoration after I experienced some personal difficulties about a year and a half ago. I went through a divorce and I also had some major surgeries I had going on. And
so the same stuff that impacts everybody who's listening. Yeah. You know, I told you. No wonder your eyes got a little big when I said I had to repair mine after a divorce, after a custody fight. We went through a lot. My credit is the one that took the hit. And getting it back up, I didn't look at it for forever. I just tried to pay everything off, just do it on my own, put my head down, ignore it, not use it, pretend it didn't exist. I probably could have used services of someone like you, Bethany, and done it in a fraction of the time,
yes,
right, to get the credit repaired. Because I all at once I found out it was over 800. Because I had ignored it for so long and just did everything they told you to do to fix it as far as pay your bills on time and do all that. But I didn't go in there. I didn't dispute things. I didn't do all that. So you started here in the Bay Area. You live here. You grew up here. You had your own issues with credit. And then you learned enough that you're trying to pass that information on.
Yes, exactly.
So what is the current issue most Americans are facing with their credit?
So right now, you really have to realize that we have such a huge percentage of Americans that have a lot of debt hanging over their heads. 40% have less than $400 in savings. And when you think about that, you know, you can be working for 10, 11 years, even 15 years. And if you don't even have $400, $500 in your savings for an emergency, that can be a huge problem. So when people try and they try to go ahead and take out any new lines of credit, maybe they might need a loan, maybe they need a car.
Right.
Every day, you know, things that a roof over your head, even an apartment, you're most likely going to get denied if you have no credit or if you have low credit. So anything considered poor credit is going to be under a 640 and below.
Right.
And right now we actually have over 63 million that have a score under a 601.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is what are the numbers in this country? There are 300 million Americans, and you said how many are under a 601?
63 million.
63 million. Wow, that's a huge fraction that is under that. So tell us a little bit about the impact that low credit will have on a family here in the U.S.
Yeah, so as I was saying, basically when they're going to try and apply for anything, most of the times they're going to be getting denied. Also, in cases where maybe you have a small business and you want to take out any type of a business loan, you're going to be – basically, the credit score is shows the consumer's relationship with debt.
Right.
So if you have a low credit score, it's showing that you don't know how to handle debt. And lenders want to be able to see that you're responsible with your with the money that you're borrowing before they're going to lend to you.
We also know that the worse your credit score is, the higher the interest you're going to pay on anything borrowed. It's almost like a penalty again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't trust you, so they're going to try to get their money a little bit every month, and it makes it so much harder to climb your way out.
Absolutely. And car insurance rates, even people don't really understand that your credit score can be affected, you know, affect your even your car insurance rates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How much you're paying on everything else. I was surprised when I first learned, and it was a number of years ago, that they were looking at my credit score, because he said, oh, your credit's pretty good, so we'll be able to get you a better rate. That's good. And I'm like, wait, what? You look at that?
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with my driving? Mm-hmm. It's just something we do, was the answer I got. But it does impact other aspects of your life beyond, you know, credit and financing and loans and things like that. Now, you told us that 63 million people have below a 601 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
What's the average credit score in the country?
The average is a 700,
okay.
According to CNBC.com. That was a report that they did actually back in 2017. But it's still fairly accurate right now. So that's the average score of a 700,
right.
But we still have such a large percentage of people that are below. And even just people not having any education on the matter.
Right, exactly. Not knowing what impacts your credit, so you're making the right choices as you go, or how to fix it if you need to. What about inaccuracies on a credit report? How much does that play into it?
That's a huge, huge problem. That actually, a lot of people also don't realize that the bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are not government agencies. They're privately owned, and
right.
They actually benefit from reporting negative items or derogatory marks on someone's credit. And also there can be errors. In my personal case, I had about a 15-point increase in my first week, and that was before I sent any dispute letters because there was inaccuracies. This can be anything from your address being wrong. Maybe they have the wrong last name for you, which was my case. I actually recently had a couple clients last month that they had a 101-point increase in their score within the first week.
Right, because they do that. If
mm-hmm.
you have the same first name, maybe middle initial last name, I did a search on myself one time, found out I had died. You know, it's like, but it wasn't me, but my name was that mm-hmm. was one of the top results. And it was, you know, long before I think I was even born, but wow, I'm dead.
Wow.
Because it was my name. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, when you're talking about computing systems or people that are dealing and mass crunching numbers and data and names, those mistakes can happen. You can dispute anything negative on your credit report, correct?
Absolutely. It's according to the FCRA, which is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It was a law passed in 1971. That just gives the power back to the consumer, so they're able to actually request those items to be removed. It just can't come from a third party. So we go ahead and take care of that, send the letters directly to the consumer, and they sign them and get them sent.
Right, because it does have to be coming from the consumer. So what you do is you help them prepare the right documentation to go through the process. They have to review, sign it, and then it's submitted from them.
Exactly.
Right, because that's the control. That's actually a positive. I like the fact that it's not I'll just hire somebody to take this for me. I don't have to worry about it. This is part of this is the education project process for you listening right now to know what's being done with your credit so that you can make more informed choices moving forward. So what are some of the other things that can affect a credit score?
So quite a few different things.
We know not paying a bill will.
Yes. Late payments. So actually, late payments are 35%. Payment history is 35% right. of a credit score. So even one late payment, and I've had it happen to me. Unfortunately, I had one late payment with a personal loan last year, and mm-hmm. It takes a long time to try to get
yeah,
that removed.
Yeah, if you send something in a day late, it can take you
yeah.
months to correct that.
Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and dispute it through, you know, you can dispute it through the letters we send. We also have an online portal that you're able to mm-hmm. send like a goodwill. You know, if you have something going on, maybe you went through a medical crisis like I did or a divorce or something.
Right, right. I had the same thing happen. And when I the first time I ever submitted for a credit report to Equifax or Experian, I think it was. First time I did it, when I saw the detailed history that they have on payment after payment after payment, and I'm like, look at all that green. I was paying on time. What happened there? You know, when you look and you realize, that's how easy it is for someone that's looking at your history to tell. And if you have not been making those payments on multiple times, maybe it was all in one place or maybe it's scattered everywhere. That's going to impact how they look at you as a risk.
Absolutely.
All right. So what is Empower Credit LLC's credit restoration process. Tell us a little bit about what you do for the consumer.
Yeah, so we have a team of attorneys. They've actually been on staff for 15 years with the company. So they go ahead and they draft up the letters. I don't personally write anyone's letters or get into anyone's personal sensitive information. That's
right.
Handled by professionals, as it should be. So it really gives our clients peace of mind that their situations are going to be handled and everything's going to be drafted up. So they go ahead, once a client enrolls in the program, we take a look at their overall status, what's their credit score, how much debt do they have. We look at everything, go ahead and send the dispute letters out to the client, and then they'll go ahead and mail those letters every 30 days. And by law, the bureaus do have to respond within 45 days.
What happens if they don't?
If they don't respond within 45 days, it's actually a benefit to the client because by law, they have to remove those negative items.
Right. So if they get bogged down because everybody's turning this in and they just can't get the work done, you just by luck, you may have something negative removed from your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You can just, again, you can dispute everything negative on your credit record and they have to respond.
Yes. We have like not only late payments, collections, medical collections, credit cards, even student loans, evictions, repos, bankruptcies, even tax liens.
And if they don't respond within 45 days, they have to remove all negative history?
They have to remove the negative history.
Yes. Wow.
And we have actually a policy. I've heard of a few credit restoration companies. Well, I've heard from clients' personal conversations that I've had where they've had a negative item removed, like, say, a medical bill, and then a couple months later, they'll see the medical bill pop back up on their credit report. And it's actually illegal for the bureaus to do that, but you have to keep in mind that the bureaus benefit off of that. So what we do is we actually will go ahead and sue that bureau on the client's behalf, $1,000 per negative item. So if that ever were to happen for the client, which I haven't seen it in our company, but
You have a process in place in case, because it is known to happen.
Right. It's known to happen. So I tell that to clients, give you peace of mind. You're not going to be seeing those negatives pop up. And if you do, we're going to, you know, sue them for $1,000.
Right. And by the way, this is something that is ongoing. As we know, as our identities become more and more valuable to both legitimate businesses and the criminal element of the world and the dark web, you're going to have to monitor. This is not something you can ignore. As a matter of fact, you can't ignore it on your children either. I've heard that children are prime targets for people that want to steal identities and rack up debts under the name of children who may not even check until they become, you know, 18, start applying for student loans or their first car, and all at once they find out that they're already, you know, ruined.
Yeah, it's really sad. I've actually spoken to quite a few people who've had that happen. Mm-hmm. They went ahead and checked their credit, you know, when they were in their early 20s, and they see that they have something, even from a family member, I've seen it in one case that put, you know, applied for something in their name and they didn't even know that it was there. And now they have this. I had somebody who had like an electric bill. It was like a TECO bill, Tampa Electric, that had gone past due on there. So they didn't even know that that was there. So it's definitely good to be able to educate them and make sure that they have their needs. And speaking of, also, I wanted to make a comment on the identity theft.
Yeah.
That is one of the number one crimes right now in the U.S. So we actually also provide a service for identity theft protection called Privacy Armor. So we go ahead and make sure that everyone is protected in that as well.
Fantastic. That's good to know. Now, how, besides that, what makes Empower Credit LLC different from other credit repair companies? Why are you special? Why do you stand out?
So I really like to prove ourselves to the client. So we don't want to get you into a contract. We have a no contract policy. If you don't start seeing results within the first 90 days, then, I mean, you're free to cancel anytime. But I usually tell them at least give it, you know, 3 months.
Right. It took you a long time to get into trouble. Give it a little bit of time to see some traction getting
out.
Exactly. And we talk about that with Dave Ramsey. You have to stick it out. And when you start seeing traction, that gives you encouragement to keep going at it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You have to kind of continue the process until you see. I'm not going to tell someone they're going to have an 800 credit score overnight. It does take time to fix these mistakes from all these years.
Right. And leading into that, it may seem obvious to some people, but explain why it's relevant to restore your credit score.
It's definitely relevant, especially now. I mean, anytime that you're going to need anything in the future, any kind of loan, any kind of capital. And like I said, for especially for, you know, small anyone who has a small business,
right.
It's going to be really difficult to get that. Also, you know, if you ever want to have a house, I mean, it's great. It's fantastic if you can pay, you know, cash up front.
Right. You want a cash flow whenever possible, or at the very least, you want to put 20% down on a house.
Absolutely. Right. That's definitely the goal. But realistically speaking, when we already know that we have a quarter of the population that doesn't even know what makes up a credit score, and then we right. also have the 40% with less than 400 in their savings, it's not really very realistic to say that the average person can go ahead and save up $200,000 or even $160,000 and buy that house or that car.
Right.
They need credit. It's very smart to leverage the bank's money.
And by the way, for those of you that may be listening to this and, you know, you're comparing to things that Dave Ramsey says, he has no problem with you getting a loan for your house. I mean, he says 20%. And of course, his plan is very severe. 20% down, 15-year fixed. That's the only mortgage that he likes. But he has no problem with people. He understands. You're right. Most people aren't going to be able to come up with $150,000, $200,000 to lay down on a house overnight.
Right. And yeah. then also in the meantime, like from my situation personally, I'm in an apartment and I want to become a homeowner soon.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, where am I going to live? I have to have, you know, somewhere that I can live, and I have to apply to live there. And they're going to, of course, check your credit when you go into right. get an apartment. So that's something, if you can make it work to where maybe you can stay with someone and you can save some cash, that's also fantastic.
Right.
But in my case, that wasn't a possibility.
Right.
So I needed that credit score.
I want to go back just real quick
yeah.
To the Experian Equifax TransUnion thing. You can, just so people are aware, you can request, once per year per company, your credit score, right? A credit report. The credit report does not come with the score, if I remember correctly.
Right.
But absolutely. You can get a report and see everything that's on it. Once per company per year, correct?
You can do that, yes.
All right, so one of the things that I've heard as a good practice is to you do a different one every 4 months. That way, every 4 months, you're looking to see if anything new pops up on your credit. You might see slight variations from one company to another. Is that possible as well?
Yes, definitely. You'll see some variations from here and there.
So there may be a negative on one that's not on another, mm-hmm. or a positive on one that's not on another.
Yes, and that's because the lenders, they choose the creditors who, say you have an American Express card and
right.
you owe them. They can, you know, choose to report it to just one bureau or all three
or
bureaus.
All three. Oh.
So it's based on that creditor and whether or not they, you know, they want to dispute it on all three.
So if people want to reach out to Empower Credit LLC, your company, how do they reach you or someone else at the firm?
Yes. So you can text credit to my business line, which is 813-708-4740.
Okay. So you text the word credit mm-hmm. to the number.
813-708-4740.
Okay.
And I also have a website. It is Empower Credits. That's with an S, empowercreditsllc.com. And there they can actually go ahead and read client testimonials. They can learn more about the processes, and they can go ahead and schedule a free consultation.
Okay. It's a great way to get to – that way you can dip your toe in the water mm-hmm. and start – you know, well, basically, they're going to be interviewing you. Are you the right company that's going to handle one of the most important assets I have, my credit history? So – again, that's Empower Credits mm-hmm. with an S, LLC.com. All right.
Yes.
Well, Bethany, thank you so much for coming in today.
I have one question.
Okay.
I should have
asked Pat. Yeah.
Does anything really ever fall off your credit, you know, with Equifax and Experian? Does something like after 20 years, like fall off? I know you and I talked earlier.
Yeah.
Do you think my American Express is still on there that's like 30 years old?
That's a great question. So they can fall off. Typically, you say it's about seven to 10 years it can fall off, but that's not always the case. And
okay.
it might still be on there, honestly, because it's the bureaus, like I mentioned earlier, they benefit off of having negative items. So if you're not doing it, taking any action against those items to get them removed, they may just stay there. They may come off, but you don't want to wait 10 years.
Well, then what if it's – say it's been 15 years and it's still there? Can you go, hey, listen, it's been 15 years. Take it off?
Yeah, or, definitely.
Will they do it just because it's been beyond a certain time limit, even if it's never been addressed?
They can. That's why we would do a dispute, like what we would do.
Right.
Go ahead and enroll you in the program, have the attorneys take a look at everything there. and see if it's even there. If it's not, that's awesome. But if it is, then we would include it in the dispute letters.
Right, there you go, Pat. There's your answer.
I got you.
Bethany, anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Want to, you know, let everyone know that the importance of having a good credit score is a major impact on your life. Anything that you want to do in the future, mm-hmm. if you're thinking about getting a home next year, don't wait till next year to start your credit restoration. Because right. as we talked about, it takes months, typically 4 to 6 months if you're under a 550 and you're trying to get up to a 750, 800. So get that process started ASAP.
Yeah, because I did it on my own. And I just put my head down and stopped using credit cards and did it that way. And I didn't look. And then I let years pass. I just said, I'm not going to deal with it. And then finally, I got talked into checking out my credit score, and I was surprised to find it had risen above 800. But again, I did it the hard way. You're talking months. I did it in years. Mm-hmm. My way's not the best way. But we'll do that. Bethany, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to have you. We will also put this interview up online at moneytalk1010.com. Bethany Roy from Empower Credit LLC. Remember the website, EmpowerCredits, with an S, LLC.com. And once again, you can also text the word credit to
813-708-4740.
All right, Bethany, thank you so much for coming in. This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner on Money Talk 1010.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.